This is Sebastian. I am here on Monday, February 23rd, 2009, with
Josh Rodriguez.
You want to take it from here? Oh. So, this is our third such interview like this, in this set. I guess we did a couple ones back in the fall, too. And, just interested to hear, we had a, just coming off vacation here. Right before vacation, we had the performance party. So, do you have any thoughts you want to share about that last performance party before we go to these questions?
I thought that last performance party was awesome. Kosi's solo was great. It was, even though, you know, some spots he was, having trouble with, but he kept going, which is, something I really like, because I know I definitely go to trouble, and sometimes I just want to stop, you know? But I see that he kept going, and, I'm also a role model, but I also, I also look up to others as well, and looking up to Kosi and see how he kept going also made me keep going as well. So, it's good. I like the performance Friday. It taught me a lot, and also the anthem piece is awesome. Getting to play it is great. And I heard Kosi's mom was singing We Shall Overcome, even though all the way in the back I heard from Liz, which is great, you know. I like that type of feeling at performance parties.
How would you describe that type of feeling?
Man, I just felt free. I felt like I was in the right place, right time, you know. You know how they always say you're in the wrong place, wrong time? But it was just perfect.
Cool. And what about Anthem? What about it did you particularly like, or what struck you about it?
Oh man, what I liked the intro a lot, you know, the beginning piece, man. I really, really liked it. And then when we all came in, it felt like, so, it felt powerful.
Felt powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, you mentioned to me before we turned this on that you had some good chance to practice this week.
Yeah.
So what would you say got better in practice this week?
Better at practicing this week, I definitely, I did a lot of my orchestra music, and the reason I practice that is because the concert is coming up soon, and even though I practice orchestra music, I still found a way to kind of relate it towards my private lesson teaching, which is to focus, make sure the bow's in the middle and while I play. And it's also true because I notice while I play in orchestra, I can't really hear myself. I hear more of the other violas. And it's also because there's a lot of other violas, but also because where I play my bow is very soft, where I put it to play, and it plays really soft. So if I want to be heard and make the viola section more powerful, even that little sound that I make a lot stronger would make the viola section a lot stronger.
Cool. Just hold that a little closer. great. And when you were working on the orchestra music, what do you find still hard about it?
Oh man, the orchestra music, the hardest thing has to be the speed that he wants to play it at. And while I'm practicing, I don't play it at that speed. I play it gradually slower, and maybe I'll get faster, but sometimes I just don't go fast at all. I just make sure I get the notes down, because notes and the rhythm, because I'd rather be in rhythm and at least know where if I can't play all the notes, at least play the downbeats. So that way, it at least looks like I'm playing it. And also, I know where I am. So that way, if it gets to a part where I know how to play, I know where we are and I could just hop right in.
Mm-hmm. Great. And when you're doing one of these passages that's hard in the orchestra music, what do you do when you get to that part?
When I get to that part, I usually try to play to the end of it, and if I see that I can't, I stop. Now, I used to just keep going, but this time, while I was practicing, I stopped, and I went over it slowly. I didn't really chop it up and, practice the sections that I needed, but I ran over that one spot that I had trouble with, and I played it over and over again very slowly. It got better in the sense that I memorized it, but if it were the sense where it got faster, I probably won't be able to get it, my fingers and location fast, because I'll just have it by memory, but not by, speed-wise.
Say that last part again?
I have it in memory, but not as fast as I like practicing, where to put my hands, because if I have my hands very far from the fingerboard, as I usually have most of the time, I won't be able to play it as fast because my fingers won't get down at times, so it'll sound like a whole bunch of smudging.
Okay.
But I know the fingers very well, but...
So I think I've just heard you say two different things. You memorized it.
Hmm?
And you also got your fingers... You also realized that to play fast, you need to have your fingers more hovering over the fingerboard.
Yeah. But I really didn't work on that, because it just happens. Like, I start off like that, but then out of nowhere, they just get really weird. And
the fingers start lifting up.
Lifting, and kind of getting, you know, like, stiff. Like, once I play and I take it off, it'll stay there in the same exact position that it is, which is not a good thing, because it locks.
Okay, so you'll find that the fingers get locked in a sort of upright position as opposed to hovering over the notes. Okay. And, do you have any techniques or tricks that you use to make some of those? I mean, you mentioned going slowly, playing some of those things. Do you have any other tricks that you've used to make it faster?
One time, I sometimes I do it without the bow and I pluck it. But one time I tried taking the fingers away and playing it as it came because the bowing was a little different. So I tried playing the bowing by itself once, and tried to hear the notes while I played the bowing. So it was like, so like, cause I'd want to have like a nice length bow for that. Cause if I make it short, like I'll get caught up in the tip of the bow and not have enough space to do my down bows, you know. So then like, when I was doing that, I was trying to do the melody while having a nice long bow, you know. I don't know if it worked because I had to like kind of try it out when I go to orchestra, but
bow separate from fingers and then fingers separate from bow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great because you said you did the pizzicato,
mm-hmm.
so you're doing it without the bow, and then you're just doing
the
bow.
The bow.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe we'll go ahead to why do you play?
Why do I play? I play because I enjoy music. I think I said it before, but now a new reason I played is so I could be where Jesse Montgomery is and also write pieces like that and hand them out. Maybe I have a group of my own in the future, but also hand them out to any musician that wants to learn the piece, and if they want to jump in and play with us at one of the events we have, go right on it. That's what I want to be more global.
And are you a good violist?
I'm aspiring to be one.
So, as I mentioned, we have a question that we haven't done before. Does playing music make you more private or more public person?
Playing music, for me, hasn't really... It made me more of a public person. Because a lot of people, like... A lot of my family members notice what I do. And then they're like, oh, that's cool. And then they tell their friends and then their friends. It goes on.
Is it family members?
Yeah, family members and their family. And it goes to their friends. And then their friends... No, my friends of my mom's. And then it gets to the kids. And it makes it public. But then... I like the fact that it makes it public because when I play music, I have a friend named Rhapsody who he raps and he heard that I do all this music stuff, and he's the one that gave me the whole idea about like becoming a music producer since I understand all this music stuff, and I tried it and I became one, and now I make a lot of like music for him so he could rap too. And he just did a song, and he put it on his MySpace page, which is really cool.
He put it on his MySpace page?
Yep, with my song on it, and it's really, really cool. And I can't wait to go home and hear it, because he said he did.
Just today?
It was a long time ago that he told me to do a song for him, but I never, ever sent it to him, because I never came around to do it. When I finally sent it, he was like, yo, this beat is really hot. And it was like, hot? He was like, yeah, hot. Like, I really like this beat. I really want to go to the studio and do something right now. And he did, and... He told me all about it, and he said that this is going to be crazy.
And how were you making the beats?
The beat, I was using a program on my computer, but, I understood some of the scales, and it was a simple scale, the one that the song that was in, because it's called sampling, where you take, like, an old song and you, like, you know, mix it up and, like, chop it up. And the song was in C major. So, like, I knew those are, like, all the white keys on the piano. So I was like, oh, wow, let me just... And then I add stuff onto the song, playing around with the piano. And then I also, like, did a little bit of the violin stuff on it.
Did you... Were you recording any of your viola into it? Or is this all on the computer?
It was on the computer. It would be cool if I could record, but, like, I play it first, and then, like, I have it in my head, and I put down the rhythm in the computer.
Nice.
The notes. Yeah, I really like that, and I can't wait to hear what he wrote to it.
So, we need to get you an input so that you could record on your viola and then put some file and work with that too.
My cousin, she met some producer, and he's like, oh, he wants me to like go and record with him because he has one of those recorder things for that. And I was like, oh man, this is gonna be great. And this is like, this is kind of like I want to do. You know, I want to get noticed, and then when I get noticed, I want to make music for everybody. You know. I don't just want to like be particularly for rapping people or like, you know, I want to do all kinds of, I want to do a rave, I want to do all that. You know, I want to work with Yo-Yo Ma, especially. I don't know, I just like the type of music he does. It's really cool.
When you, what comes to mind when you think of Arabic music? You just said Arabic music, right?
Mm-hmm. I like the congo, the little congos that like slide, mm-hmm, like that. I just have so many ideas that I could do it, like the way the congas you can do with the violin, mm-hmm, but like I would like, I don't know, I'll just probably amp up the violin, make it sound all metal and like, mm-hmm, like I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just do a whole bunch of like crazy stuff that probably like it might sound annoying to some people, but some people might really like, you know.
And when you mentioned Yo-Yo Ma, what came to your mind? What comes to your mind particularly when you're thinking of Yo-Yo Ma's music?
Oh man, I really like that Silk Road ensemble that he puts together. I really, really like it. It's like fiddle slash Arabic. So like, this is really cool.
Cool. All right. So, do you have any questions for me?
Oh, no, I wasn't ready for that, but next time I will be.
So think about that for the next time. If you have any questions you want to ask me. And, you know, early on, I think we recorded you playing.
For a little bit, and then like, all right.
Do you want to record a little bit of Shrediak for this?
Shrediak? All right.
Has Shrediak been in your fingers lately?
Lately?
No?
I probably know how to play if I see the music, but, like, if I've not been in my fingers because I haven't played it for... at least a week.
Okay.